Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys. Welcome to your spiritual kickoff. And yes, this is dropping on Independence Day. So happy Independence Day. I love this time of year. Prayerfully, yeah, I'm recording this in advance, obviously. So this, if things work out, I should be at the beach, toes in the sand, enjoying a little bit of rest and relaxation with the family. So guys, I pray that today, you know, we take the time to celebrate our independence, to enjoy some time with your friends. Remember, we're living in the greatest country in the world. So you know what? I know times are tough. I know gas prices are up, but there's all sorts of things that are going on that's bad. But it's still United States of America. We're going to stand strong. And as lions, we're going to stand strong together. So guys, I hope you have a great Independence Day. Enjoy that time with family. Be careful out there on the grill. Remember, you are a lion, so you are in charge of the grill. Okay. So this is, get that up, that straight up front. So for our spiritual kickoff, we're going to be looking in the book of Job. Okay. That's right. It is not Job. It is Job. I must admit, as an early Christian, when I saw J-O-B in the Bible, I was like, all right, so I guess this is where I figure out where I need to go to work at, right? So this is, but it is, no E there, but it is pronounced Job, okay? So Job 23, verse 10 is what we're going to be looking at this week, okay? But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Let's read one more time. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. All right. Now, first of all, you need to know where Job is in your Bible. All right, guys? So we're going to make sure we have this fundamental stuff down. It's Old Testament. Easiest way to find Job, go to your Psalms. If you can find the book of Psalms, usually that's pretty close to the middle of the Bible. Flip back one book and you'll be at Job. Okay. Now, Job, tell you what, he got hammered. And I mean hammered. He lost a lot. I mean, he lost everything. I mean, he lost his family, he lost his house, he lost his animals, the whole deal. I mean, the man was just pounded with event after event after event. So if you feel like you're in a life right now and you're just getting hammered, go read the book of Job. It may give some perspective. I definitely read it when we went through our trial back in 2020. It went back to the book of Job and it really helped center me on some things. Okay. So, you know, between losing everything he lost, he never lost his faith. Guys, we need to remember that. We never lost his faith. You know, think about when you've been lost in life. Maybe you're lost in life right now. But, you know, you got to remember, cling on to your faith. You have to. Now, let's think about something. You guys are out there. It's summertime. We're taking a lot of road trips. People are maybe out there traveling. You know, if you can afford to travel with the price of gas, but that's for another podcast. But seriously, when you're on a road trip, have you ever been lost? You know, It's not a good feeling, but it doesn't happen that much anymore, right? Because we have Google Maps and you can just pull up your iPhone and just think, hey, take me there. But look, think about back in the day when you got turned around, and some of you guys, you may be old enough to remember like myself, where you had these things called atlases and maps, where you had to actually unfold them, look at them, maps, and lay out a route. And you had to do all this work before the trip, right? So that you knew you would end up where you intended to go. And it's very, if you've never read a map, it can be very tricky, very trying. It's not the easiest thing in the world, you know, but the cool part is God has it all mapped out and he is with us always, always. And sometimes when we're tested, I'm going to tell you what, he doesn't feel like he's with us at those moments. It can be very, a feeling where he's very far away, you know, or you're so isolated. I know for me, isolation, that is something I struggle with. So that's something I have to be very careful about, because if I get too isolated, if I get in the studio or just get cranking, and this next thing you know, I haven't talked to somebody in hours, I have to plug back in. But God is with us always, you know, even when through those tough times. So think about the last test, the last trial, the last hard time that you encountered. When you came out of that, were you stronger, wiser, more prepared? Most likely, yes, right? And think about Jesus. Jesus, he faced tremendous trials, ultimate trials. I mean, think about the ultimate trial that he faced right there on the cross. He paid the penalty for our sins right there on the cross. And did he back down? No. No, he didn't back down. Yes, he took everything to him in prayer. I mean, to the point where he was praying where blood was coming out. But at the end of the day, he fulfilled what he was called to do. And what he came here to do, right? He did it. No questions asked. So you need to think through the ultimate trial and the trials that you're going to. So let's look at this scripture again. So he's going to test us, and I'll come forth as gold. So think about, how do you get gold? Gold has to be refined. And typically it's refined with fire. Okay, so I was doing a lot of research here on this particular verse. You know, furnaces kept coming up. Now, Job, in this context of this verse, he's talking to his friend Eliphaz here, and he is, according to my Bible, one of the most sympathetic of Job's three friends, okay, who speaks first and appeals to the experience for authority. He was likely the eldest. So this is someone that Job obviously trusted, had a lot of insight, and he allowed him to speak into his life. So this furnace, let's get back to the furnace part. To get the gold, it has to be refined with that fire. And a furnace, you can either scorch or purify. Okay, think about it. You can either scorch or purify. So which one do you want? Which one do you want? Let the furnace burn away me, myself, I, all the things of this world, right? The things that we strive for that make no sense whatsoever. And focus and lean in on serving him. And look, I get it. The fire sucks. This is nothing good. This is not like, you know, I want to go through the fire just say I go through it. No, the fire is tough, but it's also momentary. You know, even though it may seem like it's a season, it's still a season, and those seasons will pass. And then at that moment, through the test, at that point, that's when you're coming forth like gold. You know, so you have to trust God's word and lean in on him when those trials hit. And remember, he's always with you. You know, I remember literally sitting in the trial, in a courtroom trial. It was after our divorce. And just my Bible was tear-soaked because I had to lean in completely on God. There was nothing else I could do. You know, at that point where it's completely out of your hands. You know, the unbeliever just throws his hands up, maybe gives up. It is what it is. But the believer, we can go to God's word. We can lean in him right here. We can understand that. We have the ultimate comforter. You know, we have it in us right now. The Holy Spirit, the lion within, it's right there. And when he's always with us through those trials, we can face it. We can overcome. And it's not going to always be pretty. Sometimes it's going to really hurt. The scars are real. But you know what? We can persevere. Again, we may not know why those trials come. you know, and right now. But one day the clarity will occur, and we can hold our head high as lions, because we will come forth as gold. So just think about that, guys. It's a beautiful verse here in Job 23, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take, that he being God, God knows the way that I take. And when he has tested me, so God's going to put that test out there. Come forth as gold. You know, you're going to face trials. You're going to face struggles, tribulations. It's going to happen. Scripture tells us. Jesus prophesies it. He tells us you're going to face it. Trials of many kind, right? We're waiting. We're in that period before he comes back. It's going to get tougher. You know, not to be the doom and gloom here on Independence Day, but it's going to get tougher. I think you guys look around, you see that. You see darkness everywhere. It's going to get tougher. But you know what? We can rest assured we have the Savior. We have the lion within. And we can come forth as gold. So guys, there's your spiritual kickoff. So on Wednesday, what can you expect? What can you look forward to? Guys, this is going to be a great one. The guy that I got coming in, he is highly sought after. He has a ton of wisdom, ton of insight. And he's going to be talking about designing life God's way. Okay, God's way. Now, he's been through a lot of trials, and he is inspiring others to live the life that God desires. You know, and I'm trying constantly, week in, week out, to bring you guests that will challenge your thinking and help you and me, also me, grow. We got to grow as men. We got to grow as leaders. And we're going to lead our wives. We're going to lead our kids. And we're going to lead at work. We're going to lead in our community or our church. We have to be growing every day. You know, in an hour, 2 hours on Sunday is not enough. The fact that you're listening to this, that's proof right now that you recognize, you know, church, while great as activity as church is, it's not enough to be the spiritual leader that you're predestined to be. This is a daily thing. Every day, you have to pick up that cross. You got to deny yourself. You have to follow him. So, guys, I'm thinking this conversation is going to give you a lot of insight to things you can start incorporating into your life that's going to really help you be that leader. It's tough. I know it's tough. But you know what? With these tips, with these wisdoms that we can get from other people, from other believers out there, we can persevere, guys. The question I want you to think about this week, go back to that fire, to the gold, the way you make that gold. Do the fires of life scorch or purify you? So do the fires of life scorch or purify you? So think about that, guys. I hope to catch you back here on Wednesday. Guys, seriously, if you would, give us a rating, give us a review. That really makes a big difference in the world. 5 stars would be wonderful if you're liking it. Also, go check out thelionwithin.us. Guys, we have the Bible study out there. That's been out there since probably the beginning of The Lion Within Us. But we turned that into 4 courses. So we have different types of courses. We had the big Bible study course, as well as many courses, if you will, around health, wealth, and self. So you know what? Maybe you just want to lean in and learn a little bit more around the area of health. Take the health course. You know, jump into that. You know, we're constantly developing new courses, new material, new ways to serve you. You know, we're going to be having membership opportunities coming up. An easy way to jump in right now is just join the Lion's Den. It's an easy way to jump in. You'll just be part of our email group. And look, we don't spam a bunch of emails. We don't have time for it. But we do send stuff out from time to time that's meant to encourage you, to build you up, to help be that iron that sharpens the iron, to challenge your thinking. All that stuff, guys, is to serve you and to try to serve you well. So I pray that you guys go check out thelionwithin.us. Connect with me directly. Go check us out on Facebook. I do try to stay pretty active there just so, you know, to put some positivity out there, because we all know there's plenty of darkness on Facebook. So I try to get some positive stuff out there from The Lion Within Us, you know, quotes from our guests and little snips and ideas and things that just try to help you guys with some encouragement. I mean, come on. Such a dark world. So remember, you will come forth as gold. You just have to keep that in mind. All right. So guys, come back on Wednesday. Check out our great meet episode. You're going to love this guest. I'm telling you what, he's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. I do pray you have a great Independence Day. Now, my birthday's this week, so for you guys that want to get out there and send some birthday love, jump on it. Thursday's my birthday. Looking forward to that day, spending some time with my family, with my daughters. Very excited. Again, my wife's pregnant. We're very excited about that. Some cool things going on there. So I pray you guys have a great week. Knock it out. Get out there. Hustle. Do all the right things. But most importantly, unleash the lion within. Satan will do everything possible to destroy you. Are you prepared? Start training today with the Leadership for Christian Men Bible Study. The focus of this Bible study will be to help you and your lion's den grow in the areas of health, mind and body, wealth, career and finances, and self, husbands and dads. We know it can be intimidating being a Christian leader. This study will help you identify areas to work on and grow the relationships around you that will make an impact for the kingdom. If you still feel uncertain, remember, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. See our site, thelionwithin.us, for details. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.